Many web projects begin with this long list of requirements submitted by various stakeholders across the organisation. However, these wish lists, because that's what they are often divorced from the needs of users. I spend a lot of my time working with clients on their digital strategy. These are large organisations containing many stakeholders spread across many different divisions and departments. And these organisations often lack strong digital leadership, and their websites are crippled by internal politics relating to content and prioritisation. This lack of leadership has two consequences. First, little consideration is given to users, with the emphasis placed instead on the agendas of the different stakeholders. Second, the digital roadmap is in a constant state of flux, with new priorities constantly jumping to the front of the queue. The best solution is to establish an empowered digital lead who has the authority to set an agenda and enforce it. Unfortunately, in some organisations, this just isn't going to happen. We therefore need an alternative approach, one that centres the development roadmap around user needs. One way of doing this is to build with user stories. A user card is a simple tool for focusing attention on users' needs. It consists of a simple statement about the user's task and ultimate goal. So a typical user card would read something like, I am a, and then a type of user, for example, single mum, who wants to, and then the task I want to do on the site. For example, if it's a single mum on a job site, they might want to find part-time jobs. So that I can, and then the ultimate goal, so I can apply for a job that fits with my childcare limitations. These user stories can act as the basis for all content and functionality on a site. So instead of a stakeholder requesting certain functionality or content, they would write a user card that supports its creation. User cards replace traditional wish lists of content and functionality. The site's clearly defined in terms of what user stories it needs to facilitate. Not only do user cards focus stakeholders on the user, they also act as a filter for irrelevant content and functionality. If a stakeholder is unable to write a user card for the content or functionality they require, then it probably shouldn't exist. Furthermore, this approach leaves it to the expert, the web professional, to work out the best way of meeting user needs. In many cases, they will come up with a more elegant solution for helping the user than maybe anything that the stakeholder will have thought of. This stack of user cards becomes the basis for what is developed on the site, and new user cards can be added at any stage as things evolve within the organisation. Although user story cards help focus the stakeholder on user needs, they don't solve the problem of the constantly shifting set of priorities for the development roadmap. For that, we need to consider democratising the process. In an organisation that lacks strong central leadership, prioritising is often defined by the person who shouts the loudest. Unsurprisingly, this is not really the best way to develop a website. One option is to allow anybody within the organisation to not only submit user cards for inclusion on the site, but also vote on the priority of these cards. Stories that receive a lot of votes are considered more business critical and so would move to the front of the development queue. The web team would then systematically work through the stack of prioritised user cards, ensuring that users can complete their task and goals by building content and functionality that facilitate that. Then, now, don't get me wrong, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. In many organisations, the idea of democratising the development roadmap would be unacceptable. However, in organisations where transparency, inclusion and consultation are important, this approach may avoid much of the internal politics that can arise. That said, even in a more hierarchical organisation, developing content and functionality based on user cards is still a wise move. This will not only ensure a more user-focused website, it will also make sure content and functionality is relevant and effective. Ultimately, if tests show that users can complete their defined tasks, we know that we've built a website that works. And that is more than most websites seem to know.